MySQL.
I don't remember all the scenarios from last year that you guys went through the competition. And I'm sure the competition will be different this year, but if we had a way to figure out, I'd really like to develop what we want to see in these tools and these different products. So that, although the domain admin thing and users is pretty basic, you know, so maybe that's not as. Yeah, maybe there's some things about creating users and computers that every AD admin knows and doesn't do, you know.
Yeah.
Because we have 2-3 guys that teach that really well.
Maybe there's a script they know of that you could, or a command that you could run real quick just to disable every single AD user.
Yep.
And then just enable them as you need them. Who cares if they're a domain admin then because they're disabled?
Well, really, almost all of this is something under crisis, right? There's a problem we're looking to resolve. Because we have SQL experts.
And I think for SQL, I could be wrong here, but it'd be more of, what is it? How do I get into the administrator web interface? How do I make sure it's up? How do I back it up?
That's what they're using?
What?
That's
what they use less.
Basic SQL.
They use MySQL.
It'd be basics, I'm thinking, right?
MySQL.
Basic server administration, not creating databases and running queries, that kind of stuff. It'd be
Managing users of the SQL database.
Yes. More of the server administration.
Because we had
users
to,
making sure the database is up, backing it up, pulling it offline if you need to, restoring it if you need to.
I don't think we're going to need to really make configurations
to
the database at all.
The configurations I see us doing, I mean, that is a possibility. That could be an inject.
Maybe.
Low probability that we'd have to create a table for an inject, but it is possible.
I could see a query.
Yeah,
hey, you guys
query would be
this,
a lot more
database.
Like.
I want you guys to tell me every customer that has a name.
So, because see the because last year the shit reported back using SQL. I'm pretty sure. I think that was doing some automated SQL queries. So, if we using a hard coded password, that was probably password one.
Yeah. So what you guys should have done is gone into the SQL server side, changed that password, changed the password on the shit box.
Yeah.
Just little things like that, you know.
Yeah, we could approach each one of these as we think someone's either trying to do something to it or has already successfully done something to it. So what would you do?
The other idea we kicked around is we have the VMs from 2 years ago of all the machines.
Of CCDC?
Of CCDC, they gave them to us. So we thought we could bring in like a Windows guy, present him with the domain controller, and be kind of putting him on the spot. We'd give it to him beforehand too, but
that's what I was thinking.
We'd be like, hey, this is what we got presented with. What would you do? What are you looking for? What are you trying to change? Just to maybe get picked up.
Just realize that even as someone who's been in a long time, that can take a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
know. Me and three, if I grab 2 or 3 of these guys that I think are really good at ITD, it could still take us hours to go through and find. So I just didn't want you to think they come here from 2 to 3. Oh, they fixed all AD. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, no, yeah. It would just be.
It really depends on what's wrong. But I like that. Sitting down going through those. Did we have, when Tanya handed in the reports at the end, do we have those? They kept that? Forgive my memory, did we have an after meeting? I mean, you guys at the pizza party.
I wasn't there, so
I wasn't there either. I had to actually do stuff for CyberCon that night.
Oh, it wasn't really much of a meeting, as it was just a
fun party. Because I was thinking, that's too bad. We didn't sit down and write down all the things that we had from last year.
A debrief,
yeah. I could have sworn something was done with that, but.
Wish I would have had this thing earlier.
Yeah.
What's that?
Recorder.
Oh. Because I know every one of these guys, I go ask them, what do you want to see? You know.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
So, that'd probably be a conversation for us later. But that'd be, so it'd be a good thing to have the previous year's VM set up in a way that we can have them remote in, like give it to them like a week or so before, have them like sit down at home and kind of go through it. And then they can come here.
Who's they?
The
experts?
Yeah, the experts. You could have.
To me, it would just be glaring things. Here's a domain controller, you log in. What are some glaring things that you as an expert see? Because
it would be interesting to even let them come here. If they could have a time, if, and you guys aren't around,
mm-hmm.
let's say they had an hour,
yeah.
that they could come here and sit down. I'd really like to see, like, Daryl Slag or Buck Olson from our office and sit down and, like you're saying, what do you see?
Yep.
Just through the UI, if you go, well, that's not right. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
Because it's not like these are multi-force ADs trusted ADs and from the external to the internal and all that. My brain is Swiss today, but it's not like it's all that.
So what did those red teamers say at the end, if you guys remember? They're like, we hardly used any exploits.
Yeah, it was just all passwords.
Basic,
yeah.
It was like basic passwords,
well,
RDP. That
part
was
of that, though,
thing.
Is because they had you humped for so long.
Yeah.
Over the firewall stuff, right? I don't think they come after you again once they've got you blocked for a while. It seemed to me like when I spent a lot of time over there, they were, if like there were guys waiting at NDSU brought down that firewall or all their connections,
mm-hmm.
their network. I mean, they were just praying NDSU came up because they were going to go after them. You know,
they never did.
Yeah, when Mike was trying to get the firewall stuff up, I think they kind of look at that and go, well, these guys are busy enough. Let's go see what someone else, the status of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys would have went all green,
yeah,
they'd have come
yeah.
after you again.
Game time.
There's a little flag. Yeah.
Which is very common in a hacking world. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a hacktivist to come after us and do a DDoS. And we had our PIO once say, yeah, we're back up and running. Well, not ours. Another state actually said, we're back up and running. And they went over there and crushed them again. You know, shut up. You know,
yeah.
They didn't tell anybody. They would have known. That drew back up. But that particular hacktivist, I was that Viking dome. They went after, I think, all 50 states. I don't know how many they got, but it was a lot. But anyway, I think that's where you see a lot of those injects. Is I'm betting a lot of that is based on, because they can't run an inject on something they can't get to anyway. You know, if you guys are down, your firewall's down, or your network's down, they can't get there anyhow. So they're not going to be able to get that mail server they can't if it's not up. So where the hell would they put an inject? Unless it's already on the box. It's set to run.
And that could be.
It's set to run for some reason.
Injects from white team?
Yeah. Well, or red team's exploits.
Oh, okay.
I usually think more of the red team. I forget about that white team. They do a lot. They do quite a bit to guide people, don't they?
They don't guide.
They just ask a lot of questions.
They're our, quote unquote, like very, very heavy quote, friends. They are...
Well, I mean, they're not going to tell you exactly what to fix.
Well, but they don't... Like, we have to know what to ask for.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
also have to kill our own points if we ask. So,
yeah.
I mean, they would do stuff like resetting VMs.
With a huge...
For a good price. And then...
That's true.
What the hell was the price?
Probably like half the points you can get.
Oh, okay.
From that. Yeah.
Actual points.
I wasn't thinking of what the
points.
Hey, what'd you do to the ZZY? I supplied the white team with 3 cases of beer. And some Jack Daniels. My guys were in.
Yeah, that's right. Good to go.
I can fix that for you. That's what we're talking about. Bring my pickup.
Okay, so for the actual like next meeting, we should probably set a hard code date. And and then everyone needs to show up, and if they don't, they're probably going to go to jail.
So I also think you guys should do this with Irene. You should set your next date.
Yeah, the next one's going to be like...
Your objectives for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Not, and I know I'm not a huge fan of that app, but I mean, it's not all by committee. You know, you guys have certain officers of the cyber club,
yeah.
right? I think you guys should make decisions as to what we're going to do, especially now that there's three of you in a room. You know, for 8 people.
Yeah.
They can't all have opinion and to make that decision. Especially if they're not responding. Now, if you guys are getting good feedback on that, that's fine. But if you're sitting around because one, two, three people will never get back.
There's a lot of people in that Discord that's going to come online, so know what they're dealing with.
What day is this?
Come online in Discord?
Like, yeah, they're not ever online on Discord to look at
no.
anything. Even when you ping everybody, they never show up.
Yeah, I think you're experiencing a lot of that. I mean, I don't think Lucas has put it on yet. I had Jacob give him that information a month ago. But Lucas is like that. That's
how he is.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they have me take him down. You know what I mean? He needs help. He's very smart, but he's not very well organized.
Yeah.
He runs on a rabbit hole, he's gonna be gone for a while.
He's not gonna listen to that.
Oh, this popped in my head. The next time you go to the CSO meeting, whatever that stands for.
I missed this last one.
Okay. Well, the next time you go, you should ask about using funds. We have $200, and I thought if you guys could use that for your meals down there and stuff, I think we can't cover. That'd be perfect use of those funds.
Okay.
But I don't know if there's stipulations on food or travel or what, but... throw that out there and say, hey, we're going to this competition in March. They're all, everybody's a Cyber Club member. Can we use the funds for meals? Let's see what they say.
Okay.
Or it has to be just meeting-based funds or something or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if they're supposed to be for meeting-based or for...
What is the money for?
So next year we'll get $2,000.
Since you're an official 1 year.
Since we're official 1 year. And that's kind of the reason why I made this a club, was so that we had access to funds, we could be officially recognized, all that. So $2,000, I mean, that's a lot. What do we do?
A lot of pizza.
Caviar.
It's a lot of pizza.
A lot of pizza down at Mattis Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, Lucas just said, no, I didn't set it up yet. Discord. So.
I don't know.
Anyone else?
But I hate to have
two cents. Kind of like you're quiet today.
Yeah, it's... No, I just think a hard line date, people will be able to move it within their schedule, and then, yeah, what he said about just saying show up or you're done at this point.
Were you guys send stuff out on Discord, or is everybody voting?
No.
No.
Not everyone, no. Just the people that say they're interested, for most of them anyway.
Maybe message the people who did not vote on there, ask them if they're still interested, and then give them that date.
I can ask them. I feel like they won't apply.
Directly? Direct message.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the next?
So we should probably give it some time so people, like Justin, who actually has whatever he is going on. He said Fridays work for him, right? I think that's what he said. I like Fridays.
I'm not sure if he said that or if he was asking that.
Well, I think we need to say like maybe a week or two, at least probably 2 weeks away from now, so people actually, if they have to take off, they have time to take off. So that I'll show if they actually want to be in here. So I can't give the excuse of all their work.
Yeah.
So let's see here.
Well, finals next week is finals week. So we're probably looking at when we come back.
We're probably looking at January. When do we come back?
It was a month.
The week of the 7th through the 11th.
January 11th will be the.
Maybe the first week we come back, I mean, that's 3 weeks to a month they have to organize their schedule.
Yep.
That would be the next meeting?
Wow.
We're in the same exact boat we were last night.
Yeah, we thought we were going
to be on top of the game. And
well, thank God you're as early as you are now. I mean, if you were organizing this after Christmas, you'd be...
I guess that's the last half full view on that. I mean, good thing we did start early, even though we haven't got anything done.
We've got Discord set up.
We've got Discord.
We've got
an ESXi session and a Palo Alto session.
Yeah, that's
yep.
pretty important stuff. I'll have to go back and look at those.
Do you remember anything from the sessions? I don't know. I did it. Well, not the ESXi. But a little bit. I suppose that last time we...
You said you talked to some of the Palo Alto people when you were down in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get notes or anything, or was it just all verbal?
I got a lot of notes. What, the competition you're talking?
Yeah, even that, or just information you found out when you were down at Palo Alto.
I guess it would
Palo
just
Alto.
Be my notes that I have, not like anything formal.
Um, is it possible we could just get something like that posted for some of us to skim through?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Actually, there is a Palo Alto CCDC class shell, and I requested access to that. I have to look. So here's the deal. Palo Alto creates a CCDC class shell on how to run the Palo Alto firewalls, and they let Dakota State disseminate it. So you have to ask Dakota State if you can have access to the shell. And I asked a couple weeks ago, and I still haven't gotten access. But I have access to last year's shell, so I can give everybody access to that one. But it would be nice to see the new one. And that has a bunch of notes on how to configure, videos on how to configure. That's basically what Mike used last year to learn. Because I was zero help to him at that point last year.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know exactly all he learned, but I knew he was working at it.
Whoever's doing,
I'll make myself a note.
He said he's going to do the firewall. He should probably start looking at it pretty soon.
Over Christmas break.
I'll make myself a note.
There's a lot of stuff on those documents. I know Mike was even cramming in after the first night in the hotel room. He was sitting there looking through notes. I'm like, dude, you need to chill.
Yeah, he wanted that figured out.
Well, you need to calm down.
If we went to drug him to supper that night, he wouldn't even came to
supper. No, I don't
know. He was there, but he looked emotional. He was holding back at something. I was like, whoa,
wait. Well, I think he really wanted to do well. He worked really hard at that.
Well, that was
he was frustrated.
He put so much time into it beforehand, and I think he felt stumped. I think he felt like he was letting you guys down, but I think he actually did more than he realized.
Yeah. Why they got in probably wasn't even his fault, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
They're supposed to
be
in
there
anyway, so, I mean.
I mean, we have to have some things that are open,
that
so.
What's that?
We have to have things open, so, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. But now it makes so much sense with what he was telling me. I could go back with the knowledge I have now, and I could have helped him. I had no idea what the hell he was talking about. I had zero help.
Well, it's hard to do if you're not the one looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not the one sitting there, you know all the things you've tried, all the things that are, you know.
But have enough knowledge of the firewall at that point anyway.
Well, for anybody, if you're not the one doing it,
you usually have to see what you're dealing with to even do anything. Like, just rattling off numbers and what things there are, you're like, I need to see it.
Then anybody who tries to help you is going to list about five things you're going to be like, yeah, I did all that. You know what I mean? So,
every blue point online.
I kept asking, what's your LAN IP? He's like, oh, there's like 10 of them. I'm like, it's not possible. And not have 10 LAN IPs on your interface.
Did he, what fixed it? Do you remember?
I think he eventually figured out that it's supposed to be destination map. Well, that's what I told him now that I know. Because you actually are given a range for your WAN. You only assign one to your WAN interface and the other ones you use for destination. Static map in Cisco world. Anyways.
All right, so the next meeting, should we schedule it more towards the evening since we don't know what people's classes are going to be? So that's not even in the way.
They don't know yet?
Well, I don't know what their
you don't
their
know
classes
what their schedule
are, so I don't want to just pick a time and have someone who wants to go.
My schedule after two, last class at 1:50 on Friday, so.
I feel like a lot of people will be done by the afternoon.
Yeah, 2 to 3 on Friday.
It's 2 or 2:30 would probably work just fine. On the last scheduled class we have as far as a CIS class is 11:45. And then if you're picking up a gen ed, you're probably picking it up at 1 to 1:50.
Yep.
So I say 2. 2 or 2:30?
Probably 2:30. Just to keep it a little bit. 2:30, the 11th. I'm gonna message all these people on Discord what their deal is, and see who's actually interested, and I can start weeding that out.
If I'm gonna answer that kind of question, it's gonna be a long response. I got all kinds of problems.
Wow.
Well,
for starters.
And then maybe I'll try to talk to Ian to say, hey man, the only time that works is during the afternoon. Is there any way you could move your lunch to that time, those days? Or I mean, it's not going to be every, I guess we could try every week.
And then after that meeting, well, basically during the meeting, we'll be able to tell if we have enough people or not, and then we can grab dinner maybe after. And then after that, we'll have dinner. So.